Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you a prominent Florida Democrat just said the panicked part out loud? He's predicting that the Democrats are going to be out of power for the next 70 years. And it's all because of what the New York Times is calling the Democrats' voter registration crisis, a crisis that's about to flip yet another blue state red in mere months from now. Stick me to the very end of this video because we've got the numbers and the analysis that shows precisely why more and more Democrats are admitting their party is officially done. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, we have got some huge voter registration news coming from the soon-to-be, drumroll, soon-to-be former blue state of New Mexico. That's right. The Republicans are absolutely crushing it like they are in all 30 of the states that track their voter registration by party affiliation. The GOP added approximately 15,000 new voters in New Mexico from November of 2024 to July 2025, with total Republican registration rising from 422,000 in 2024 to 437,000 by July of 2025. But just as importantly, during that same time period, Democrats dropped. They saw a dramatic decline of just over 11,000 voters, creating a net swing, get this, of approximately 26,000 voters in favor of the Republicans since 2024. Now, to put that in perspective, the most updated map has a gain of 21,000 Republicans since November 2024. Kamala Harris won New Mexico by just 55,000 votes. So the Republicans have cut that margin in half in mere months. They are clearly closing in here in terms of basically out-registering the Democrats in the political irrelevance in a state that they've won in every presidential election in the last 20 years. Now, the key to this shift towards the GOP is, of course, the two main groups that make up a substantial part of the new Trumpian MAGA coalition, and they just happen to make up an inordinate amount of New Mexico's population: working-class voters and Latinos. Working-class voters and Latinos. So basically, the white working class and the non-white working class are defecting en masse over to the GOP and are poised now to flip what's been, for the last two decades, one of the most reliably blue states in the nation. And the key to that shift, as Newsweek recently reported on, is that the Obama coalition is basically transformed into the Trump coalition. That's the key to understanding these massive voter registration shifts that are happening all over the country. The Obama coalition has officially turned into the Trump coalition. What that means is the working class constituents that gave Obama's massive victory back in 2008 have largely abandoned the Democrat Party and embraced MAGA. So we have to remember that at the heart of the Obama coalition was the working class, both white and non-white. So support from the white working class helped Obama win states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, two times in a row, right? And the Latino vote, which is predominantly the non-white working class, they helped Obama win the key state of Florida twice. Latinos voted for Obama in 2008 by a margin of more than 2-1, basically 70% to McCain and Romney's 30%. What's happened since then is that both the white and non-white working class have defected en masse over to Trump. It started with the white working class back in 2016, when nearly 200 counties in Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Minnesota ended up that had voted Democrat in every presidential election since the 1980s, ended up swinging again in incredible numbers and voting for Trump in 2016. And then in 2024, the unthinkable happened. Donald Trump won Latino men in 2024 by 10 points, 54 to 44. For the first time ever, Miami-Dade turned red. This is because of the massive shift in the Latino vote. And ironically, the primary reason was illegal immigration. I mean, Harry Enten of CNN, he recently pointed out that Latino voters have swung to the GOP by 40 points since 2020 on the issue of who do you trust more on immigration. Democrats had a plus 32 lead in 2020. The GOP now has a plus 8 lead. So that's why places like Starr County, Texas, a border county, 98% Latino. It had voted Democrat in every presidential election in 100 years, 400 years. But in 2024, what did they do? I mean, again, it's if you understand this framework, then you obviously can predict what they did. They voted Trump. And this is exactly what we're seeing happening here in New Mexico. Working class and Latino voters are swinging en masse to Trump. And it's now causing some Democrats to realize that their party has been permanently locked out of power for the foreseeable future. And they're admitting that. They're admitting they've been basically locked out of power precisely because of their failed policies. It's not because of redistricting or gerrymandering or anything like that. No, voters are abandoning the Democrats precisely because of their own failed policies. Speaking of rejecting failed policies, there's another major shift happening that's flying under the radar. I don't know if you saw this, but President Trump just dropped a financial bombshell that could change retirement investing forever. He's just signed an executive order opening up access for 401k accounts to invest in alternative assets like crypto and private equity. Did you see that? It's amazing. Because if you've got a retirement account, seriously, this is huge. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how everyday Americans can build wealth. But here's the thing. Trump isn't just making a policy move here. He's playing a much bigger game. If there's one thing the Trump family has always understood, it's leverage. So first they did it, obviously, with real estate, turning properties into empires. But now they're doing it with crypto, decentralized finance. And now their new company, World Liberty Financial, they're building systems that put them on the front lines of a brand new wealth wave. But the real beauty of this shift is that it's not just for billionaires or insiders anymore. Gang, crypto has democratized wealth generation, opening the doors for anyone willing to play smart. And no, I'm not talking about gambling or meme coins or chasing the hype of the week. No, I'm talking about building a real portfolio in the most conservative assets in crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and even digital dollars, and using them to generate high double-digit yields through proven strategies in decentralized finance. So here's why you shouldn't wait for the 401k rules to be finalized. The people who start learning and positioning themselves right now will be miles ahead when the floodgates open. Now, my good friend Dan Ryder, he's been earning 20%, 50%, even over 80% annual yields on digital assets. In fact, Dan's been mentoring me on how to do this. And gang, all I can say is you need to jump in. This is amazing stuff. You can use these same strategies to build your own blockchain bank and put your money to work 24/7, literally while you're sleeping. If you want to learn exactly how to set this up and start building wealth now, just like I'm doing, click the link below and let's get you moving before the rest of America catches on. Click on that link below right now. One Florida Democrat of note is reading the tea leaves here, and he's admitting something astonishing about his decaying party. This is Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz and his prediction for the Democrats' future.
And so I don't know what the future of the Democratic Party holds in Florida. Democrats had powered Florida for 100 plus years. We're 35 years into Republican rule. We may be here for another 70. But right now it's systemic. This is a red state. It's a systemic red state. There was no repercussion for Republicans when they passed the abortion ban. Okay, mm-hmm. There was no repercussion for Republicans when they didn't legalize marijuana. There's been no repercussion for the Republicans on anything they have done politically. All the social issues, all the attacking of the LGBTQ community. No political consequences, Chuck.
Yeah, this Florida representative is admitting. He's admitting that the voter registration advantage for the Republicans right now is so bad that Florida Democrats are at a point of no return. They're not going to see the majority in Florida for the rest of the century, the next 70 years. Florida, which, again, remember, just 4 years ago was still a bona fide swing state. Biden lost Florida by just 3 points. Okay, it was still a relatively purple state. Florida's gone. Florida's gone. Those 4 years, it turned deep ruby red. But here's the thing. Where Florida goes, Ohio goes. Ohio has always traditionally followed Florida in terms of voter registration. And of course, Ohio is now, what do you know, fully, deeply red. Again, just 13 years ago, back in 2012, it was still a swing state, voting for Obama twice. Ohio now has a Republican supermajority in its own legislature, and it's voted for Trump 3 times in a row by wide margins. So where Florida goes, Ohio goes. But where Ohio goes, well, what do you know? Pennsylvania goes. Pennsylvania is always just a few steps behind Ohio. They have very similar voter constituencies, and guess how Pennsylvania is doing in their own voter registration? Well, what do you know? Democrats have gone from a plus 916,000 voter registration advantage in 2016 to now just 59,000. At this rate, Pennsylvania will be fully red by the midterms. And where Pennsylvania goes? Yep, New Jersey goes. Good old Jersey. Republicans have net gained an astonishing 43,000 new voters since November of 2024. Absolutely stunning. And we could keep going. Where New Jersey goes, New York eventually goes. And of course, the Republicans are crushing it there in the Empire State as well. And we could go on and on and on. What is happening in New Mexico
is part of this larger national trend where Obama's massive coalition is transforming into the Trump coalition, and it's changing voter registrations in the process, which means that the Democrats don't have a coalition anymore. That's probably the biggest takeaway of it all here. The Democrats are literally electorally stranded. They have no national coalition. They had a Clinton coalition in the 90s, but that was tenuous at best because it required the populist Ross Perot to be a spoiler candidate and split the right, which did not happen in 2000. And so George W. Bush was just barely able to pull it off. And then they forged 8 years later the Obama coalition based on the working class, both white and non-white, with Latinos overwhelmingly by 2-1 voting for Obama. That coalition, the white and non-white coalition, the white and non-white working class coalition, has now officially morphed into the Trump coalition. And as a result, there's really now nothing holding the Democrats together. There is no mass national constituency outside of miserable white single women in their 40s. I mean, there's really no mass national constituency that's coalitioning around the Democrats, which means that their fate in Florida may indeed be their fate in the nation. So what do you guys think? I want to hear what you have to say. Which blue state do you think we're going to flip next? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.